Alhamdulillah. Our speaker, who's become a friend of mine and a dear brother, Tobias Tubbs, he is an extraordinary human being. And part of his extraordinariness is in his utter submission to the one from whom all trials come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was arrested for a very heinous crime that he did not commit. And he spent 28 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. But instead of wallowing in self-pity and crying out that he'd been framed, he chose to use it as an extraordinary opportunity, not only to transform himself, but to transform thousands of other inmates. He was called Shaq after Shaq O'Neal because he was a pro-am basketball player, and he completely dominated the court in prison. And basketball is a big thing in a lot of our prisons. And so people, including the guards, used to come out and marvel watching him play basketball. But he would always use it as an opportunity to get them around him and then to talk to them and to remove from their hearts the kind of anger and resentment and those feelings that disempower people, and to let them see that every trial and tribulation is an opportunity to respond billati hiya ahsan, with that which is more beautiful. So please welcome Mr. Tobias Tubbs.
Usually my legs are strong. Today they're kind of wobbly. Today I'm humbled as we speak of strange things and strange time. First of all, salamu alaikum. I'm here to congratulate. But normally when someone asks me to come speak, there's a admonishment or exhortation or warning. I've done my research on Zaytuna, and on your website there is a claim, or rather an aim, and it speaks of moral commitment and educating and preparing leaders in the Islamic tradition. Then they said, being conversant in current trends and the ideas, the critical ideas that are shaping society. I said, So I come here today and they take me into the Lord chamber and I'm surrounded by doctors. Wow. I think this is the first time in my life I've been around so many doctors. This is a strange thing. And I'm being honored by doctors. To give you a little context here, in 1991, doctors of various reputes came up with a narrative that African-American boys were genetic criminals suffering from an atavistic gene. And they called, yes, mashallah. And so mass incarceration was the result, in hundreds of thousands in Los Angeles or LA County alone. And millions in the United States were taken to prisons. And as our dear brother and friend has said, I was one of those men, young men, very young, that was taken into the penal system. Never been in trouble in my life. Never harmed a person willfully. Had no context of the evils or the blessings of incarceration. This is what brings us here today. He said three times, opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. This is our good brother Hamza. Life offers us just that, opportunity. That is what life is entitled to give us, in that alone, opportunity. So just remember that, opportunity and opportunity alone. I had very deliberate parents, and that's what separated me from most of the men, thousands that I met. They did not have parents, and specifically didn't have fathers. I'm going to say that again. In my childhood, my parents, one a Muslim, my mother is in Christianity. Her husband is a pastor, so it's a community that is raising not only a child, but a black child, and one in the deep south of South Carolina and the other in south central Los Angeles. I used to go back and forth, so there is a unity in this dichotomy if you really look at it here. So I learned the ways of Islam, of course, and I've learned the ways of the Baptist Church, of course. But in my learnings, my parents was giving me what I needed to go on side of a journey. And that's how I looked at incarceration, as a journey. It would not make sense any other way. It gave me an opportunity to offer what my parents offered me. Come on. We say in being able to articulate. Most people who have gone through what I've gone through, whether it's 500 years of slavery or 30 years of incarceration, which is the extension of slavery, do not get these opportunities to stand before such an honorable and distinguished group, not because you are doctors, no disrespect for your degrees, because you're Muslim. SubhanAllah. Yes. Having Muslim doctors makes it that much more beautiful that we're Muslim. So I went into the system. The first thing that I learned was this. That my father taught me, take everything in life as a blessing. Everything in life is a blessing. Everything in life is a blessing, so be thankful. SubhanAllah. Very difficult lesson when people are judging you for the worst of your humanity. And not only judging you, they're placing you in the conditions that are seeking to create an animal or a beast in you, neglecting you in the worst of ways. But I clung onto my parents' teachings. And one teaching was to find Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come on. But my mama said, son, you're going to find Jesus. Yeah, I found Jesus too. I found Isa ibn Maryam, Yahshua el-Messiah. I found him too. He was there. I found Buddha. I found Krishna. I found Aurobindo. I found... See, this is the problem when we divide the message. Inside the poem, it said, the purest prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you but knew. So the first thing I offer you inside of my journey, facing every form of evil, every form of hardship, every form of pain that can be thrown upon a human being, was to count it as a blessing. That's a certain heart state and soul state and mentality that is very hard for us to find, because we're very entitled people. Anger feels better. Rage feels better. But to find the contentment in Allah's decree, to find contentment. That the building, the prison, was made out of what Allah has created. The guards, how can I hate the guard and not hate the creator? So maybe this guard is calling me to something deeper. So the cell became an abduct chamber in which I would travel. So number two. In every situation, there's a test and a tribulation. So life is going to give opportunity. Some people are tested by wealth. Oh, what a great test. Some people are tested by themselves. Your own self is a test. Some people are tested by sickness. Some people are tested by incarceration, some by sickness. Some are tested by our skin. But nonetheless, this is what life entitles us. Tests and tribulation. So, what do we do in tests? We are patient. We are patient. We are patient. We persevere. Why? Because you have the moral discipline. Remember, you are graduates. I've listened to 5 or 6 YouTubes, and everyone says, Yale and Cambridge. I'm like, this is bad. But we chose to come here. We chose to come here for a reason. So once again, life owes you nothing but what you're about to get. Test in tribulation. Number 2, inside of the test in tribulation, persevere. I've read your thesis. Impressive. Impressive. I remember your faces because they sent me a picture of all your faces. Your plans. I said, oh, this is a well-educated group here. Oh, they're going to be tested greatly. Yes, the greater the knowledge, the greater the esteem, the greater the test. It's only right, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. Third, obedience. Life gives us an opportunity to be obedient. That's what life entitles us. And with obedience, we are to be present and to marvel. I'm talking about marvel on the grand shakur, the grand help of God. Look how God is assisting us. Look how Allah is assisting us in this moment and helping him in this moment because I'm being obedient. Come on. Another opportunity that life gives us is disobedience. And when we find ourselves disobedient, what do? We check our hearts and become remorseful. And then we give penance or repent and we change our behavior. These are things you're going to need. I was hoping we was on the hill. They said, no, Tobias, we're going to be down here. Yes, I wanted to say, at some point, you have to come off the hill. Well, the point still stands. Sometime in your life, very soon, you know, your parents and your families and everyone is going to congratulate you. Celebration will end. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm pretty sure you do. This is a very educated and informed group. Commencement means the first step will now be taken. A step on a path or a way or into a process or operation. What they call me here today is to prepare you for life. So, know this. 1, life is going to offer you opportunity. 2, in those opportunities, count it all blessings if it's tests or if it's tribulations, if it's wealth or if it's impoverishment, if it's sickness or if it's health, if it's marriage or if it's loneliness. The best thing to do is just be thankful that you are alive and you are conscious and you have the faith and belief and the will and the talents and the skills and the community. And next. After you have the obedience and being present and mindful, then the disobedience is the remorse and the repentance. Then after the repentance is the changing of behavior. And lastly is death. Oh, the return to the eternal beloved. The return to the eternal beloved. So life is our preparation to remove ourselves out of these physical bodies. That is what prison allowed me to do. I was locked inside of the anger of my physical body. I was locked inside of the destitute and pain and trauma and hurt that was inflicted upon us on some systemic and historical levels, generational and transgenerational generation of trauma that imprisoned us. It gave me a chance to rise above my humanity. And thus, I became the doctor. My father says, the one-eyed man is king among the blind, son. I said, that's true. The one-eyed man is king amongst the blind. So yes, Allah used me. So now I give you an invitation. And trusting in Allah, I was able to get a commutation. This means that the worst of individuals, pegged as a predator, it became so clear that after 30 years of not one incident, harming no one, track records in a place called Calipatria, which is literally the hottest place, 130 degrees. Often no water, no air conditioning, and they threw thousands of young men, African-American and Hispanic men, inside of the pit, this prison called Calipatria. I was there for 20 years, and never, by Allah's decree, complained. Never complained. Why? Because I found purpose. That's what I was entitled. They say circumstances and situations do not define who you are. They revealed what you are. So a counter-narrative was being created. So all I had to do was live up to the counter-narrative that I'm not the sorcery that you placed upon me. This is who I am. That brought me to the point of talking to the governor's chief of staff. She took my name with other names to the governor, and I conclude with this. The beauty of this story, it was a group of men, some of us white, some Hispanic, some Jewish, some Christian, that put an event together. My warden was Catholic. The governor was a Jesuit. The one who escorts the warden is a Muslim chaplain. Look how God, Allah, brings about humanity to free his servant. He uses the Jesuit, who was the governor, and the Catholic, who was the warden, and the chaplain, who is the chauffeur, to the chaplain, who was a Muslim, who asks at an event, do you know Tobias Tubbs? He said, yes, he's one of mine. So that gave her the strength and the fortitude to tell the governor, I will sign my name on the release of Tobias Tubbs, under the notion that I will re-enter my community and society to spread the good that I've clearly shown 30 years, my whole adult life. So here's the invitation. I came into a strange world, post 9/11, COVID. You know, people can change what they are and who they are, and it's a lot. Technology is a lot. The same terrible conditions I left still remain. So I knew as one person I couldn't do it. And this is what I bring you to today. So I said, I'm going to start an organization. I'm going to be a part of an organization. So a group of people on the grassroots level, let us do the work. Let us do the work and create the systems, and so people inside of our world can come together, just like those heavyweight doctors and warriors and lawyers and everybody else that came together to fight for my and our physical freedom. The same way. Well, but I became the medium of that process, because they know they don't know how to relate to the people on the street. They don't know how to relate to the pain on the street. So we created Huma House, and Huma House became an apparatus of arts and farming and love and value and care. And that is the motto. You are loved. I'm sick and sitting back here with Sheikh Zayed. He said, how does a person who would just take a gun and blow your head off 1 minute, heart is changed that he won't even kill a fly? He said, that is the love of God. That is the love of Allah that can change your heart. That can change your heart. So first, you must feel love and you must give love. Then, now you're giving value. The people behind the wall, they felt value because they felt loved by me. But it wasn't my love. It was love of my parents that was drawn from the love of God that spread through our whole penal system. Thousands of people now feel valued. And when you feel valued, then you can be safe. And when you can be safe, you can be cared for. That is the mission and vision of Huma House. But that means nothing on the grassroots level if people can't see it. That's why all these cameras, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, people has to see it. And in seeing it, we created Good Currency Studio. Good Currency Studio is a media that's simple. Do good for yourself and others daily. Do good for yourself and others daily. I've overstayed my 10 minutes. I thank you all. I thank Zaytuna. I thank the noble good brother who invited me, C.D. Hamza. I know he don't like me calling him C.D. Yeah, he was complaining about somebody put doctor on the front of his name. He said, why did they put doctor on the front of my name? I'm going to tell him about that. That's what I love about him. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need the titles. He is who he is. We are who we are. It's the demonstration that speaks. And so for me to be here today, and I thank you all, and I thank all my friends and families who are watching, those who traveled, this is a very simple message. Life owes you nothing but opportunity. Test and trial is coming. It's a blessing. Be thankful. Obedience, marvel in your blessings. Disobedience, repent. Be remorseful, change your ways. And death is the common lot of us all. Not as something to be afraid of, but returning to the bosom of the eternal beloved. I thank you and leave you with that. Assalamu alaikum.